second week of session concluding, the first bill and the first committee hearing on Wednesday morning.
I did. It takes a while for stuff to get started up here because you have to file the bills, then they have to lay over, and then I have a second reading, then refer to committees, and notices have to be put out. All that takes a while. So Wednesday morning, the hearing started, 8 o'clock Wednesday morning. My bill was first up on the first committee to meet, so I felt very privileged. Dealing with an issue, I tried to get a special session called on for nursing homes and in-home health care. Nursing homes and in-home health care are hurting in our area. And in my hometown, a notice was given to the nursing home to close due to insufficient funding assets. And I think that went to court and got a stay on it. But there's a number of them in the state that are hurting, and I'd like to do something about that and see if we can't not increase their rates, but at least restore their provider rates and protect our most vulnerable citizens.
Several different aspects of this bill, and among them is what's known as circuit breaker. This would make, I think, if I recall what you said correctly in committee, right, no changes in terms of additional budget spending on this.
No, it will not affect the budget in any way. It will not increase the budget. Was able to find some funds that had a balance. Every year they go in with a balance, and the end of the year the balance is that much or more. So I was able to, I hope I'm able to sweep some funds from that and come up with $6 or $8 million, and then use the circuit breaker program to modify that, not do away with it, but to modify it. And anybody that's 100% disabled or veterans will still qualify as it is, but there will be other aspects that will cut it some, but the program will stay intact.
Annual budget address, speaking of the budget, from the executive branch on Wednesday evening. Your takeaway from State of the State.
State of the State governor, he's a very bright person, Rhodes Scholar, did an excellent job delivering, just covered a lot of the basis. He did not get into budgets. Traditionally, the budget's been presented that. He did not do it last year because he'd only been in office a couple weeks, which I fully understand. And this year, he chose not to do it and wasn't quite ready to release it. Last year, I fought for a 2% increase in revenue. I thought that's what we should project our budget on. We settled at like 3.8, and it's right now going to be at 1.9. So I hope to get those projections so we don't overestimate our income and overspend, then have to have withholds. So that's my goal this year, and it appears we're going to settle like 2.5% growth. So that'll be a realistic figure.
That, I would imagine, will be a part of the talks with the Senate Appropriations. Your first committee hearing with them will be next week.
It is. That starts in a hurry, too, and somehow or another, I guess I've got sucker written on my forehead, but I end up with lots of committees and on some that take a lot of time. Certificate of Need Committee, I got put on that. The Senate Pro Tem, Ron Richard, asked me to serve on that, and no one else much wanted to because it is a problem, and most of those hearings last 6 or 8 hours, but I did agree to do that, so I was up here early Monday morning for that, and then appropriations getting ready to start. That's all day, and not all night, but into the late hours of the night. For months that goes on, and the responsibility there when we're talking a $27 billion budget, in excess of $27 billion every year. So many different aspects of government that get that money. Social service program actually get the majority of it, more than our education, so it's a tough road, and trying to do that with a limited income is tough. That's not all bad. Government needs to operate slim and mean, and that's what we need to do, is just make sure that every dollar spent is a dollar well spent.